When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Pete. Said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I have an am I a jerk situation for you and your listeners.
I love that. All right. Thanks, Pete.
My friend went out with this woman we work with for one date, and then she told him that she wanted to just be friends.
Ooh.
He took it pretty hard because he's got the biggest crush on her. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to this past weekend, I saw her randomly out at a bar, and she confessed she's got a crush on me.
Oh, boy.
I told her that my friend was really into her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she found my friend annoying, not her type.
Okay.
She wants to go out this weekend. Now, I know how my friend is. He's going to get really mad and emotional about the whole thing, and here's why I'm struggling with all of this. I've always been into her, but I backed off when I knew my friend liked her. So now that I know how she feels about him, I feel like I should be allowed to go out with her.
Mm-hmm.
We both seem to like each other, and I want to see where this goes. So am I being a jerk if I go out with this woman? Thanks so much, and I know that you're going to ask. I'll keep you updated on the situation.
Pete, I don't think you are a jerk.
I know this is really tough because your friend probably didn't even know that you backed off so he could have his shot with her first.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I know in your mind that kind of tells you you did the right thing to begin with. It didn't pan out for him, so now it should be fair game for you. And especially if feelings seem to be mutual, it's a better match. But I totally get your hesitation because you don't want to kind of, you know, add salt to the wound already that he's nursing, knowing that she doesn't have feelings for him the way he does for her.
Yeah, Elizabeth texts in, what is this, high school drama? Just go out with her.
I know.
Talk to the dude. The friend will get over it. You know, honestly, that is my thought. I'm like, you know, I think, no, you're not a jerk. If you go out with her, you know, all's fair in love and war. And
yes, but here's the dynamic, though. They all work together. So I think that's where the hesitation lies is like, okay, are they going to be creating a bunch of drama at work?
Well, then I think that then falls on your friend. I know he's your friend, and yes. I know you probably don't want to ruin this friendship, and I don't think you will. I think there may be some touchiness around it for a minute, but then, you know, I don't see why, as long as he's mature enough to accept it.
Right.
We should be able to move forward. But I'd love to hear your stories of a situation that maybe you've been in that's similar, because I'm sure there are others who have slid into the DMs of their friend's ex or whatever and have tried that, you know?
Are we honest with his buddy that, hey, you know what, like, full transparency, I've always liked her, but I kind of stepped aside when I knew that you did to let you have your shot. And because it's not working out, is it okay now that I take mine?
I'm not asking him a question, though, because if he says no, are you just going to say no then? Yeah. See, I'm not asking the question, though. I'm giving him a heads up, maybe. Hey, okay. You know what? I'm going to take Jennifer out.
Do we tell him, though, that, hey, I liked her first, but I backed off so that you could go out with her?
Oh, yeah, I liked her first. I liked her first. No.
Is that a key part of the story or no?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that, okay, that makes much of a difference. Anyways, I want to hear what your thoughts are. 502-571-9970. Now, we're kind of in the middle of group therapy, and Pete's got a little bit of high school drama on his hands.
He's trying to do the right thing, I think, by kind of tiptoeing around the fact that his buddy went out with this woman they both work with. She immediately figured out she's not into this guy. She is, however, into Pete. So Pete's wondering, like, hey, can I go out with her this weekend? We are both, like, in the same zone. We both like each other. I actually liked her but stepped aside so that my buddy could go out with her. That didn't work out. So now, can I take my shot with her. And a lot of people are so like, yeah, I mean, it's high school. Pete needs to be, or the other guy needs to be an adult and realize that, you know, it's not going to work out. Jenna's throwing in some sports analogies for us. Look, Michael Jordan wouldn't be Michael Jordan if he held back his friend because his friend didn't make the team. Same thing for you. You got to take your shot.
True.
Let him know, hey, man, I knew you liked her, so I let you take your shot. She doesn't like you, but I like her, and she likes me, and I want to go for it. If he's a good friend, he'll be like, you know, I got you. Yeah. It's your turn.
Yeah.
If he's a bad friend,
yeah,
he's going to say, nah, man, she's mine. So...
Yeah, you know, it's like, and again, I go back to saying, look, I'm not asking him permission, because if he says no, then it's going to be even worse if you do go out with him. And I'm just saying, hey, you know what? I am, Jennifer and I are going to go out and just grab some drinks this weekend. You know, you don't even have to say like go out on a date, you know, just say we're going to go grab some drinks, whatever.
Well, Rachel said, I would explain to your friend that you liked her but backed off. Since his date didn't go well, you'd like the opportunity to see if you're more compatible.
I think that turns it into a competition.
He may throw it a hissy fit, but that's on him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hide the date from your friend, though. That'd be bad form, in my opinion, especially since you all work together.
Yeah. Jenny, what's your thought?
Yeah, too much high school drama. Just tell Pete to go out with a woman. And if the friend gets upset, Pete needs to sit down and tell him, look, she doesn't like you. We have feelings for each other. Sorry, get over it.
Now, Jenny, I know that I just randomly threw out a name, and I said Jennifer. This isn't actually. I mean, that would have been quite a coincidence if
that
I would have just
been
shot in the dark, said Jennifer, and then literally it's Jennifer, and Jenny's like, hey, kind of
yes,
know
me,
this
I
situation.
Like Pete, we're going out.
Yay. No, I know. Jennifer is just one of those, hey, common out of the sky names. I get it.
All right. Hey, Jenny, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Olivia, all right. So tell us what the situation you found yourself in.
Okay, so my current fiance and ex-boyfriend played on the same team together.
Ooh.
And that summer that I had broken up with my ex-boyfriend, and no one really knew about it except his teammates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when his teammate found out, he comforted him, of course, was all, I'm so sorry to hear, texted me that night.
I'm so sorry to hear about you and Olivia. I'm going to go ahead and slide into her DMs now. So did it work out?
Yes. So, okay, so he told him, he was like, hey, basically he texted me, we were making plans to go on a date, and he talked to his teammate and was like, look, here's the situation, I want to ask her out, like, I want to go on a date with her, but I kind of wanted to run it by you.
Mm.
And he said, well, you can go on a date with her, just don't kiss her.
Okay.
He said, okay, well, he goes, I'm not going to promise anything that's going to happen, whatever happens on the date happens, just wanted to run it by you. And basically, the rest is history. We get married in a month. So.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Olivia.
And the ex is okay with it? Everything's fine? Is the friendship still there?
I mean, they weren't like work friends like this situation. We just kind of went our separate ways. There was some tension for a little bit, but like,
they'll get
at
over
the end
it
of the day. Yeah. It's high school stuff. You move on and you find the right person.
So all right, Olivia.
My advice is go for it.
Love it. Thank you. Congratulations. And
thank you.
And have a great day.
And we've got a Michael Gray toaster for you.
Thanks to you guys.
Bye.
I'm literally
I'm
never going to get rid of that thing. I'm never going to get rid of that Michael Graves toaster.
Listen, Bethany's rolling in. She's helping us with our word choice. She says, maybe don't say she doesn't like you, because that's going to feel like a dagger in his fragile little heart. Maybe say something like, it seems like you're not compatible.
In his fragile little heart. Again, Pete, go out with the woman.
Right.
Give your friend a heads up. Just say, hey, she and I mean, don't invite him along.
No.
Don't make it sound like he's invited along, but just...
Yeah, don't say, hey, we're headed to captain's quarters this weekend. Don't say that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Don't say that. Just say, listen, it seems like you guys aren't compatible. I feel like maybe we might be. So I'm just going to...
But say it in bro terms. Don't say it the way Kelly said it, because no one's going
to
believe you.
What's bro terms? Put it in bro terms and translate to bro terms.
It's going to sound like you're reading it off a script.
Okay, so what? Then you say it. What would you say? Give just him say, the words.
Just say, hey, bro. just wanted to give you a heads up. Jenny and I are going to go out this weekend. Go grab drinks this weekend. Yeah, that's all you got to do. Then hit him in the arm and go leave. Tell him while you're at the urinal, all right?
The urinal?
Yes, while you're at the urinal, lean over to him. Oh, everyone loves a urinal talker. Lean over and say, hey, just want to give you a heads up. Gonna be going, grabbing some drinks with Jenny this weekend.
Boom. I'll see you at the meeting.
And, yep, meeting there at 1.
And we'll get beers later some point.
We'll get some beers. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Pete. Yes, a little high school drama-ish. But you know what? It is nice to know that.
But a bro talk at the urinal, it's all good.
Yes. All right, there you go. That is Group Therapy on 99.70 JX.